Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Songs do a great job of communicating the Word of God, and one of the themes I hear in June Murphy's songs is an underlying truth about the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus Christ is more than just a concept. He is a person, and as a Christian, as a follower of the Lord who is involved in Christianity, I know that Christianity is not a religion, it's a relationship with a person, the Christ, the Messiah. And relationships need to be nurtured. Today you'll hear a song from June Murphy's latest album, the You Ran After Me album, and in the song you'll hear that theme again, an underlying message about who the Lord Jesus Christ is. And today's song is I'm Just Saying. I'm just saying, well, who is the Lord Jesus Christ? We call him Lord because he is 100% God. We call him Jesus Christ because he is 100% true humanity, just like you and me. He's one of the many things. Here's one of the many things he says about himself in John chapter 14, verse 6. He says to Thomas, the doubting apostle, I am the way and I am the truth and I am the life. And no one comes to God the Father but through believing in me. Now, these would be pretty bold words coming from someone who was just a man. But the Lord Jesus Christ isn't just a man. He's also God. Another great thing about the Lord Jesus Christ is that he always tells the truth. John chapter 8, verse 32 says this, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the truth is, Jesus Christ is God. And the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't just tell the truth, he is the truth. And one truth we know is that as believers in Christ, our relationship with him is absolutely secure. John chapter 10, verse 28 says this, I, the Lord Jesus Christ, give eternal life to them, a reference to believers in Christ, my sheep, his sheep, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. We have a secure protector in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, here's June Murphy to sing a song about the Lord who gives us security. And the song is called, I'm Just Saying.
Believe what you want to, our God cannot lie. He will not abandon you or leave you high and dry. God keeps his promises, all of them are true. Hear what I'm saying, hear what I am telling you. God is good, God is great, he will never ever take his love from you. From his hands, once saved, always saved. That's part of his plan. Nothing you can say or do will ever change the truth. Hear what I'm saying to you. God is good, God is great, he will never ever take his love from you. Turn away, he'll see you through. I'm
Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39 say, I, Paul, am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the unconditional love of God the Father, which comes from being in union with Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks, June, for reminding us how secure we are with Christ. Psalm 95:1 says, O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. We dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or to anyone listening who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the faithful God who loves you unconditionally and forgives all of your sins, the one who wants to make you his possession, turning you into spiritual royalty, a God who wants you to be born again, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says this, And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord himself says, He who believes in the Son has eternal life, the resurrection life right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life, but the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. Right now, if you want to be born again, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this, And the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in your lifetime. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation for you. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Then get to know him, grow within the sphere of his grace, in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on out of slavery to Satan and into the freedom of being a bondservant to God, living the resurrection life. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at BarahMinistries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H Ministries.com. We have a new lesson every week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.